What's up?
All right, Mo, what you got?
Well, I'd like to plug Glenn Case's stuff. Because he clearly doesn't have anything prepared to say about it. I don't really have anything. I do occasionally write a guitar blog where I talk about things like how to pick the right overdrive pedal for you, or should you really buy that other guitar? The answer is no, by the way.
Yeah, that's on Medium.
Yeah, that's right. The short version of that is go practice.
That was your advice on the SFBB guitar doctor thread, too.
I mean,
go practice.
95% of the time, maybe 99% of the time, your problem with your tone isn't your equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have that legendary story of, like, when Ted Nugent went to play Eddie Van Halen's rig because he was like, oh, this is the new hot shot in the block. Let me try this shit out. And Ted Nugent goes and he plugs in and he starts playing. He's like, I sound like Ted Nugent. I don't sound like Eddie Van Halen. Well, no fucking shit. Like, you don't finger tap. Your fingers move at like half the speed. And Eddie Van Halen has spent at that point his entire life working out like little tricks that he still does to this day, because actually Eddie Van Halen solos are secretly like easy to pull off if you know his like six tricks. But I mean, of course you didn't sound like him. It's the same thing with anybody else. They're like, I need to improve my tone. Well, if you want to improve your tone, what is it that you want to improve? What's missing? We're back to motivation and intention again, right? Like, yeah. You need to know what it is that you want to improve. You can't just say, like, I want it to be better. Well, what's better for you is not what's better for me, right? So you got to know. I think it's the same thing with songwriting. I think it's the same thing with lyric writing. I think it's the same thing with everything else. You just need to be mindful and aware of what you actually are trying to achieve.
And define the first piece.
Yeah, you need to define it so that you can know what it is, right? Like, it's all part of a thing. So that'll be my self-help book.
You should type that into the bulletin board under the gear acquisition syndrome thread, because I actually went there because I was thinking about getting a guitar and I wanted people to talk me out of it. But then I read that thread and it's all people saying, yeah, you should buy that. Yeah, it's all people enabling each other.
Buying things is easier than practicing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to have like 15 guitars, right? And now I'm down to like 5, I think, or maybe 6. But
each serves a purpose, though.
Right. I have one Stratocaster. I have one Les Paul, right? I have one Super Strat type guitar with a whammy bar that's set to do all like the stuff, and a semi-hollow guitar, a 335 type, and then like a couple of acoustics. And the acoustics are different. One's a small body Parlor. One's a large body Dread. So, like, not to quote Radiohead, but everything in its right place, right?
Yes.
You need to be able to say, the reason why I need this is because I need to be able to do that. So the only reason I had like tons of guitars at one point is because, as I think you mentioned at the top of the podcast, I'm in all these tribute bands. I was on all those tribute bands. So I was in the Foo Fighters band. Who wants to go see the Foo Fighters tribute if you're not playing like that shiny blue Pelham Blue 335 that Dave Grohl plays? Like, it's his iconic guitar, right? If you're in a Led Zeppelin tribute and you're not playing a Sunburst Les Paul, like, what are you going to do? Play a pointy headstock Jackson? Like, with the Floyd Rose and play Zeppelin tunes and call yourself a tribute band? No.
The look becomes important. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that was part of the reason why I had, because I was doing like, I was also doing like a jazzier thing. So I needed a big body archtop type guitar for that. And like, what else? Oh, when I did a Van Halen tribute, so I got like a black and yellow Eddie Van Halen type striped guitar for that with the Floyd Rose and all that kind of. So like, you know, everything had a purpose. Everything had a purpose. And then when those purposes were done, goodbye. Go to somebody who will love you, hopefully.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about starting up a song fight podcast, and I'm not even kidding about that, because there's not enough of them.
Well, yeah. if Nivius and Brooks, like, you know, make good on their podcast threat, then that may be true. But I think there's still room at this point.
Okay.
They're really stretching it out on those last two neuron fights, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're making so many friends today.
Well, they just got married. I'm sure they have more important things to do.
Exactly.
I think it's great that they got married. Unfortunately, I don't think it's great that they're looking for a bass player, because I'm not in New York. Otherwise, I'd just go do it.
So that was not a very good plug, Mo, for your stuff.
I don't really have stuff to plug right now, is the problem. Like, I don't have a TV show coming out. I've got, anybody wants to throw money at me, unsubtle, do you see what I did there? throw money at me to like write movies for them or, you know, write TV for them. That'd be nice. But at the moment, I'm writing a memoir of my time doing TV in China. I'm writing a bunch of projects that hopefully will happen, but none of them are out yet. So there's nothing really to plug.
Do you have any